Today's Feast of Fools is brought to you in part by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment.
Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/feastoffools for details.
Just because you're attractive doesn't mean you can't be funny. Writer and comedian Keith Ecker broke up with his boyfriend 6 months ago and worked hard to get in shape and pursue his dream of becoming a professional comedian. And let me tell you, people, the guy looks good, but is he funny?
On today's show, we dive into fitness and comedy as we examine our fascination with athletic men, exercise magazines, and gym culture. Keith joins us in sharing some real-life dating horror stories and his plans on video blogging shirtless. Will he do it?
Apple CEO Steve Jobs takes a 5-month leave of absence due to complex medical issues.
Obama's speech may be a virus. Spammers are taking advantage of the president-elect's popularity by sending out an email message disguising links to computer viruses as newsworthy sites.
Photographer Thierry Bouet is striking a chord with people's fear of children with his new photo gallery of freaky, ugly babies.
Klingon computer keyboards, now for sale.
Shivering kittens.
And authorities have taken baby Hitler and his sister Arian from their crazy family.
Find out! I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Billion.
And this is Le Feast de Fools. Today's show is made possible by generous support of fantastic listeners like you.
We really can't do this show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffools.net, and make a donation or buy a fabulous new t-shirt.
Your contributions make the show possible.
Thank you.
Subscribe to the Feast of Fools podcast on the iTunes Music Store and never miss a delicious show.
Just type in Feast of Fools in the search bar and hit subscribe.
We got the gorgeous, charming Keith Ecker. He's a stand-up comedian and writer living in Chicago. You can learn more about him through his website, KeithEcker.com. That's E-C-K-E-R.com. You can read his blog, Writing from Both Sides of the Brain, and check out his YouTube channel, youtube.com/KillerKeith. Keith, welcome to the Feast of Fools.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Oh, you're so attractive and gorgeous.
Oh, please.
So, Mark, how did you guys meet each other? Exactly?
I saw him at a comedy show, and I said, I must have you on the Feast of Fools.
And he was copying a feel, too.
And so he, like, bent over, and he's just like, I'm like, no, for my show. And he's like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
I'm just used to going to a back alley by a dumpster. But, okay, I guess we can go to your apartment, do it.
Well, for a stand-up comedian, you have a very good physique. And that's not always been the case.
Most don't, right. Except for Joe Piscopo, who, while he's kind of...
And usually when comedians get into good shape, they stop being funny.
Right.
Be careful.
They're just... I know. I was actually thinking about, like, you know, buying, like, a giant bag of Fritos and...
Well, I think you should mutilate yourself in some way to disfigure yourself.
Like, so that you throw can be acid on my face or something.
Fuck up your teeth so you have, like, gnarly teeth or something like that.
I don't want... Then what? No.
Scarification?
My mouth is really important.
Scarification? I don't know. Get a hunchback.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Maybe I could dress it up. Beauty is your crippling
handicap. Because I had a friend and he had teeth for comedy. You looked at his teeth and you just wanted to laugh. And then he got braces. No, he was American.
Oh.
But I was just like... You ruined your smile. He's just like, no, I wanted straight teeth. I'm like, but you're a comedian. You should have funny looking teeth.
And now he's happy and he's at peace with the world. And isn't that all that matters?
Wow. Yeah, but where's the humor in that?
Some people don't want to be laughed at. For comedy, you have to struggle.
You have to struggle. If it makes you feel any better, I could say that I have like a appendectomy scar, like a sixth toe.
Oh, can I see it?
Well, I don't
lift
really.
Lift up your shirt. Okay,
we'll pretend. It's radio magic.
I don't see it anywhere.
I think it's a little lower.
I don't really have... It's lower. I have to take off.
I just like that. Well, you can do that too. Now, you just got... I was reading your blog last year in 2008. You got out of a 4-year relationship.
4.5, if you want to count.
Why are you counting like half a year?
I don't know.
That's 6 months.
It makes... It's six in the gay
4.
World.
6 5.
Months is like a lifetime right there. That's, you know...
So the time with this guy was like a prison sentence. You were like marking it off like months.
I mean, for the last 2.5 years, maybe. Yeah, it was a little tough, definitely.
What was rough about it?
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, I'm a comedian. I do comedy, and that's my big passion. And he wasn't so into that so much. It's strange.
He wasn't funny.
No, not at all. Oh my God, not
funny.
It was
deadly serious.
Yeah, pretty serious.
I don't want you to be so funny, Keith.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, who doesn't like a guy with a sense of humor is what I was thinking. But I guess there are guys out there
that
don't.
He's probably listening to this right now going, how dare you talk about a relationship on the air?
Well,
this is what he gets. This is what he gets.
Really? Yeah.
So are you talking to him at all anymore?
Oh, no, you have a blog and you posted that on your blog.
Oh, yeah.
And I know your ex-boyfriend read that.
Is he stalking
probably.
Him?
You know, he probably on Facebook. Everyone stalks everyone on Facebook. That's what that's for. It's for stalking
really?
People. Oh, yeah. Facebook is made for stalking people.
Mm. Well, I've been stalking you for at least 6 months in this neighborhood.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to admit that.
Coincidentally, the amount of time I've been single. So I don't know if there's a correlation.
Interesting.
The thing about stalking, you know what I hate about Facebook is somebody sent me an email the other day, but they also CC'd somebody else, and I didn't realize it was like when you hit reply, it was reply to all.
Everybody.
Oh my God.
Because
yeah.
I said something I probably wouldn't have said,
but
if the
funny.
Other person
That's
was involved.
It was offensive.
It was offensive, but it was still kind of funny, and I'm glad that person has a good sense of humor, because if they didn't have a good sense of humor,
that relationship is over. Defriended you.
I did that through an email mm-hmm. once. It was while I was in this relationship mm-hmm. that we're talking about. I emailed a guy who I was flirting with while in the relationship I was in,
Ooh.
Who had the same name, and that email went to my at the time my boyfriend, and so he saw that, and it was
like,
very flirtatious. It was very.
I think you're so
overt.
Hot, Mark. Blah,
right?
blah 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 blah. Let's go. My boyfriend won't know anything about it.
It'll be our little secret.
Oh, what is this? Why are you having sex with people and not telling me about it?
Exactly.
Not with Pavel Novotny.
Why are you not inviting me into it?
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
So you started a. So you were telling me yesterday. I ran into you at the gym.
Right. We go to the same gym.
And I've been cruising you at the gym for the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
At least. And you've been sort of cruising me back, but not as much.
And yesterday you kindly put two and two together and you're like, hey, aren't you coming on my show tomorrow?
And you said yes.
And I said yes.
And you said to me that part of the reason that you're in such good shape is because you got out of the relationship.
Right.
And you had nothing better to do than to work on your appearance.
Yeah, basically. I mean, like, I've always said that the best thing that you can do for your health is to get a divorce. I mean, like...
Oh.
But isn't that always the case when you break up with somebody, you lose weight, you get a new haircut, you look good and stuff like that.
You have a choice. You do one of two things. You either sit on the couch and eat ice cream and cry and masturbate, or you work out and start looking really hot so that one day when you run into your ex, you can like shove it in his face and be like, look how hot I am. I'm obviously getting really hot guys and you're not. So, you know, at least you hope that your ex is now fat and repulsive.
Hence the reason you're starting video blogging with your shirt off.
Upon your recommendation. Yeah. You told me that I'd probably get a lot of hits with my shirt off.
You would. Cause we're looking at YouTube guys. And we're like, that guy says nothing, does nothing. And the only reason why he's popular is cause he's got his shirt off.
Well, and he also, because he looks very good with his shirt off.
Yes.
Not that there's
his
anything wrong with
so
that,
much.
You know?
No.
I noticed
no.
that you
it's
and I
TNA.
Have both favorited the same workout video.
We did, yes.
And the name of the body young bodybuilder escapes me, but he's having an older bodybuilder like, yeah, you want to pose your guns like this, and then you want to do a vacuum pose like that. A vacuum pose.
I don't even know what
I don't
that
even
is.
Know what
do you know
that
what vacuum pose is?
Well,
is when you make... When you describe it to the listeners, you take your fists and you put it underneath your rib cage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you suck in your abdominals.
Yes. Right, shows off, yeah.
To show the fact that you can squeeze your midsection so small to make your chest look bigger.
Yes.
That, hence the term vacuum.
Wouldn't that make you, that would make you poop, wouldn't it?
I think it does.
Yeah.
I think it's actually really good for.
Well, I think a lot of those bodybuilders, when they're showing off and stuff like that, I think they're pretty. They don't have anything inside them. They irrigate the hell out of their colon and
A lot of enemas.
I thought it was interesting because some of my favorite images that I find on the internet is intergenerational contrast between this young sort of muscular attractive guy and the older attractive but you know sort of like and the tension and the dynamic mm-hmm. that's between
well,
them.
Well, intergenerational stuff is great. Actually, you don't see enough intergenerational porn in general.
I
should
have
more of that.
You know, that's what I felt that
Foster
movie.
Foster doesn't look at porn.
I don't really look at porn. I look at like physique models and like.
He looks at intergenerational
basically,
pictures.
Basically, like that video, I masturbated to it.
You did?
I did.
You did.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't. No.
He's
no.
so attractive.
I masturbate to porn, though.
He wants the cum shot.
Oh, you want the cum shot?
Yeah, I have to have, there has to be some action going on. I don't know. I like just pictures of men, no matter how hot, like that's just not going to really do it for me. It has to be something going on. I don't know.
See,
touching,
groping. I'm kind of more, I'm not, you know, I'm
you
kind
like the soft core.
Mark
stuff.
And I share this in common is that we're really interested in good stories. And and for me, it's almost like I like my exercising my imagination on what the life of this person is like. And so one thing I really enjoy doing is going to like these forums where people like fetishize hot guys on YouTube or hot guys on MySpace or Facebook who aren't aware, and they have a whole narrative behind them.
They have like slash fiction for like...
It's not slash fiction. It's like the real life story of this guy who lives in the suburbs and he rides
and he
a motorcycle. And you know...
He works at the mall. And people like know his whole story and they like interview, oh yeah, I saw him here. And it's like, it's very stalkerish.
So do you cruise of, yeah. like you know,
what are they called? They're called bulletin boards or forums.
Yeah. Yeah,
so forums on and muscular guys and stuff.
Well, they're different types of genres, you know.
What's your favorite forum that you go to?
I like Teen Muscle Guys, even though they're not teenagers. And then World of Men is my favorite.
Are they not teenagers? Men. Or are you just saying that?
Some they're are. Not really. Some are not. Most of them are not teenagers.
Because if you want to have muscle, that takes time to grow.
Well,
so most
right.
of them are like in their 20s.
Right. There's nothing
like
less
that,
attractive
right?
than, you know, most 18
young,
year olds.
I would say young is the correct term.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so you're at the gym and you're sort of, you know, getting a hit on a lot. By men, and sometimes you go home with them.
Well, you know.
Have you pulled trade out of the gym recently?
Not recently. I've learned not to shit where I eat. That's kind of like my motto right now. I should get that tattooed across my
Don't
chest.
Don't shit where you eat. Why would picking up somebody at a place where you work out be a bad idea?
Because the gym is like, it's the gay man's temple or church, if you're a goy. And, you know, it's true.
Temple for us.
It's temple for us, you know. And, you know, that's... I'm there like every day. I get to know the same people. I don't know them by name, but you know, we all have that
you
whole
see
head,
them.
You have the head nod thing. Like, you know, you recognize each other. Hey, what's up? Kind of thing.
They never say hi to me.
They don't say
hi
to
will
you.
Will you please stop staring at me?
Quit looking at me.
Quit staring at me. I saw you peeking through my front view window and I know you've been following me around in town in your car. Please stop it. I'm going to have to get a restraining order against you. Remember, folks, today's Feast of Fools is brought to you by audible.com/feastoffools, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible has over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like this show, The Feast of Fools.
Log on to audible.com/feastoffools to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, go to audible.com/feastoffools for your free audiobook.
And the nice thing about it is it usually audiobooks cost about $35.
Wow.
And in this rough economy, mm-hmm. all you got to do is get your credit card ready. Mm-hmm. You sign up. It doesn't cost you a dime. They're not going to subscribe you to anything. Mm-hmm. They're just using your credit card as a limiting factor.
Yeah, to verify that who you are and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, so you don't rob
and you get
them
a free
blind.
Book.
You don't rob them blind. So you can get The Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama because he's just getting inaugurated.
How much would that cost me?
Well, let's see. If you actually bought the book... Oh, this didn't work correctly. Hold on a second. I opened up the graphic, not the... So I'm going to go to audible.com/feastoffools, and the bottom has Barack Obama, The Audacity of Hope. Get it now.
And he does it in his own voice?
Look. He does.
Look. Look.
And so he does it. You can, it's for sale. Right now it's $20, and they dropped the price to $7.49. But with the Feast of Fools special, it costs nothing.
Zero. So get it.
Look, you'll enjoy the book, okay? So, Keith, you were telling me that you hooked up with a guy who had a weird fascination with cows.
Okay, I met up with this guy, and I went to his place, and he was into leather, which was it's fine, it's cool.
So what do you mean he was into leather? Like, yeah, he had, like, a leather mean? Harness on, or he was dressed up, like, as a cop?
Well, he had pictures of himself that were, like, in...
leather outfits.
Yeah,
he had a leather sling.
I didn't see the sling, but I didn't see his entire place. So maybe he had a sling somewhere, like, in his walk-in closet. Okay. I don't know. But you know, and then, like...
You know, you can always tell if somebody has a sling just by looking at their ceiling.
See if they have, like, really? The, like little hooks.
Ooh, I'm learning
and
something
if you,
new.
And if you see the hooks, the sling is close by.
I always thought that was for ferns. but you know, houseplants.
But. Well, especially if it's in a dark room,
or if they have
where
a
plants
metal,
wouldn't grow,
or if they have a metal framed bed.
Oh, like, yeah,
that, that kind of thing.
That, that would give it away
it too. Yeah.
And so you went to this other guy's house,
right? And he you know, was in, he had to go and shower up or whatever you do. And he put on, you know, leather porn, and I just sat there and was just like, okay, well, guess I'll watch this. And it was really, it was not a good porn at all. Like, everyone looked kind of like Marilyn Manson in the video.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Not
going to be fun to watch.
Not sexy, though.
It was fun to watch, but it wasn't sexy. It was more like
comedy material. He was turning you on with porn
while he was
taking a shower, because this is before the lovemaking.
This is before we made love.
Okay.
he held you tenderly in his arms and said, so then Keith, you are very special to me.
You are very special, and this is going to last a lifetime. I can feel it, which is the worst thing to say. But he, yeah, so then, you know, yada, yada,
so then
yada.
He made sweet love.
Made sweet, sweet love. And then before I left, you know, I was like, I guess giving him a hug goodbye, which is kind of awkward. But
why not?
Why not? You know, we did enough.
I've been sucking your dick. Why you've not already, give
you,
him a
you've
hug?
You've already used the clothespins on his nipples. What, you know?
It's so intimate.
The Benoit
though.
Balls plopped out of his butt, like bloop, 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 bloop.
It's strange. Clothespins on a stranger, okay. But hugging him, it's just kind of weird. I don't know. So I looked over his shoulder, though, as I'm leaving, and I look into his kitchen, and I see. He has just, it's a cow motif. There is like a cow cookie jar and like a cow milk dispenser, like a cow magnets on the, like cow everything. It's all like these cartoony cows, like happy cows.
Well, he likes leather.
He likes leather, but it's kind of bizarre that he likes leather, which is like cow skin. It's from a dead cow.
Sure.
Yet he has all this like cute little cow, cutesy like stuff that your grandma would have. Like it was just so
but like, I think that's the way a lot of leather guys are. And if you go to what is that website, luriddigs.com, you see these guys like they're wearing their leather harness or their leather caps, and there's all sorts of, they're sticking these giant dildos up their ass, and then there's like gingham curtains behind them, pictures of their grandma, you know, dolls, stuffed animals and stuff like that, and you're just like, okay, this is really just, I mean, it's two worlds colliding.
Exactly. Well, that's how it felt. It was like these two worlds. It's like, who was this guy? And I like ran out of the place basically, and I was like, I am not going back there.
Cutesy cows, I must get out of here.
Oh, it was too cute for me. It was way too cute. I mean, after like, you know, seeing the Marilyn Manson hardcore like banging video combined with an happy cow motif, it was just, I don't know.
See,
it blew my mind.
I think I don't want to sound like a, you know, you young kids today have it so good with the internet and the gym, gay gyms and stuff like that. I remember in my single days when I would meet somebody from the newspaper ads. And one guy I met up, he lived up in Evanston, and his whole living room was decorated like the lobby of a hotel. If, you know, so think a lobby of a hotel. That's his home.
Oh my God.
And he's there and he's not very attractive. And he has this dog. Let's just say for story's sake, is the dog's name was Precious. So he keeps going like, do you think he likes us, Precious? And the dog just keeps yapping and yapping and yapping and yapping. It's like a poodle. And I'm just like, look, you know, you're a very nice guy. I'm not sexually attracted to you. And but he was very nice. He offered me a ride home. Before we left his apartment, he pulls out a actor's headshot that was taken like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And see, this is what I looked like when I was your age. This is what you're passing up.
This is what I looked like when I was beautiful.
When I was beautiful. And so he gets me in his car and he's like, I don't think he likes us very much, Precious.
Oh my God. And I talking wanted, to the dog.
Yeah, and it was an open air convertible. I wanted to, and we were driving down Lakeshore Drive.
You wanted to throw Precious out the.
See, now here we go, Precious!
This is why the internet, though, is so much better than the newspaper ads, because it's interactive. You can actually, like, you know, talk to the person, like email and whatnot before you actually meet up.
Do you
up
usually
with them.
Talk to the person before you hook up, or you're just kind of like, well, what are you into? Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, asterisk on this. Like, I don't hook up that much these days. As much.
But after you broke up.
After I broke up, you go on. You go on. You know,
I like a man with a healthy sexual appetite.
Well,
and so what happened?
You were telling me before we started taping that when it gets really cold in the sea being Chicago, that everybody wants to have people come over to the house,
always
like
tell,
Pizza Hut.
Right, exactly. You can always tell how cold it is outside by the ratio of people that are hosting to willing to travel. And like right now, it's like, what, negative 30 degrees outside here.
Well, the problem, too, is like traveling, though, is because, you know, you always want to impress the person you're with. And when it's cold outside, your dick shrinks up. up and it gets really, really small. And when it's minus 30 degrees outside, your penis will retract inside
your
body.
You get a vagina.
You know, it's like if you're walking outside, like let's say if you had to go for like a 20-minute walk outside in minus 30 degrees, like it's just gone. So you're going to go there and people, they're going to be like, what?
Which I walked 20 minutes to get here, so.
And your tick was tiny.
It's nothing.
That's
right
why you got to go to Steamworks and just hang out in the warmth and moisture-ness
and
of
in the jacuzzi.
In the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know,
giant jacuzzi.
Market actually, you know, if you go to steamworksonline.com, you can actually register and on their mailing list and they'll send you a coupon to get in like for a quarter.
I did not know that. I wish I had known that earlier. So
yeah, we'll get you in and get you hooked up so you don't have to be spending so much time traveling in the cold Chicago snow.
Chilly.
But see, the thing about like somebody who has cows decorated and is into leather is the visual equivalent of a barbecue joint using a pig as its spokesmodel.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what kind of upset me was. It's like someone who loves cows, but then also loves to wear them.
I don't know. I think there's a difference. I'm trying to figure out what it is. I don't mind going to a barbecue shop that's got a little pig. Because what's that website, Suicide Animals, where it's a website that has animals that are trying to sell
I
you
while
eating them.
I love that blog, yes.
So check it out, suicideanimals.com.
It's a really good blog. There's
something different about like going to a restaurant that's got a pig and then you go and you eat the pig then going to somebody's house and they're into leather
and they're the pig.
Well, then they've got the leather
whoever is
you know
the pig,
and then they have cow jars everywhere. Pigs.
So are you saying that line between cannibalism and sexual fetish is a blurry gray
yes,
area?
Yes, that's exactly what
like
I'm saying.
Like the German cannibal.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
The German cannibal. Oh my god, that guy was.
You remember that story?
Oh,
right?
I love that story. I followed that story. I mean, that was my favorite story of the year.
I wonder
year
how
by far.
He's doing.
He's in jail, isn't
he's
he?
Delicious.
Yeah, he's in jail, but I wonder if he's like gotten anybody else to like serve up their penis to or anything.
I know.
Like
he's probably too. He's probably hungry for penis.
So in 2008, I was reading your blog. You said, "Hello, New Year."
Mm-hmm.
It sure was a crazy year for me. As
it
the
sure
holidays
was.
Wind down and I have some time to write again, I reflect on this year and all the changes that occurred. This will surely go down as one of the most significant years of my life. Here are some of the highlights. I created my own freelance business. I broke up with my boyfriend of 4.5 years.
0.5.
I moved into my own apartment for the first time. I was cast in my first show.
Mm-hmm.
My sketch group, The Alliance, had their first performance, and I learned how to create edit videos. What are your highlights for 2009?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but
our hopes.
If
I guess.
I'm looking into the future, well, I mean, you know, I wanted to get back and do more stand up. I've been working a lot. The Alliance has taken up a lot of my time producing
the show. What is
the
Alliance?
The Alliance is a gay straight sketch group. We do it's queer comedy for the masses. So we're trying to do, you know, gay oriented humor, but that everyone can.
Were you guys kicked out of
Gayco?
We just had Jim Bennett on the show. Did you guys not make the cut? What happened?
We love Gayco. We were not kicked out of Gayco.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
It's like, make sure he doesn't come here.
Yeah, they.
Pecs are distracting me.
I knock on their door all the time and they just.
They're like, go.
They pretend
away.
Like they're not home. They just pretend like they're not home. They all live together in one giant house and they pretend like they're not home.
you don't mind if I actually just stare at your pecs while I interview you?
See, this is so bizarre for me because, okay, I was like in marching band in like high school. I'm like the biggest dork.
What'd you play?
I played trumpet.
Really?
So I'm a good kisser.
Oh.
That's how
I play trumpet too. For
really?
A while.
That's why you're both good kissers.
Look at us.
Do you still play? Can you still blow?
He plays plenty.
I play the guitar, piano, and the skin flute.
Oh.
So,
and I'm sure that's on your internet hookup profile.
Right, exactly. That is. It gets boys. But no, it's weird though, because I kind of feel like, and this is such a nerd reference, but I feel kind of like Voltron. Like I'm like this giant, like kind of robotic, kind of like strong guy on the outside, but on the inside, I'm just a bunch of like
you're
computer
a little
nerds.
Flower.
I'm just a dork. I love Quantum Leap, and I'm still like, you know, I used to read comic books. And
you like Quantum Leap because you're transgender.
So
because
I'm transgender.
So you're,
right,
you're a hunky nerd.
I'm a woman on the inside.
That's the best kind of nerd. Nerds with muscles.
Muscle
are the best
nerds
kind of
are hot.
There's not many.
Do you
I'm
have nerdy glasses?
More.
Do you wear nerdy glasses?
I normally wear glasses when I'm out and about.
Okay.
Just because I contacts kind of.
This shirt and necktie and my pocket protector so tight against
my
pecs.
Giant pecs. Must take them off.
Oh, what am I going to do? So you read muscle magazines?
I just started subscribing to Muscle and Fitness for the workouts. I read it for the articles.
There is no information in Muscle and Fitness. Absolutely,
it's bookmarks.
I find like the pornographic magazines. for, you know, the ones that are sort of like soft porn, like exercise for men only.
Yes.
Those kind actually have better information on actually simple and straightforward things you can do to work out. Mm-hmm. Whereas Muscle and Fitness is like, I took androstenogen and gorilla urine and now I'm 10 times bigger.
You know? But that's what people like. They want that secret, like that secret cure that will make them into the muscle guy.
Gorilla urine's going to make me stronger. You know?
The gorilla
I'll
urine.
Just pee down your mouth.
Yeah, open up, boy. There's plenty to go around. We were at the gym. Yeah, I'm sorry. But
what? No, go ahead.
I'm just like, keep talking about the muscle magazines, though. So I feel like those magazines have nothing really insightful. And I thought, I really learned about that when we watched a Ronnie Coleman DVD that your coworker gave you.
Yes, he didn't give it to me. I paid him $6
for that. You paid $6 for an illegal copy of this bodybuilder. You
took You're gonna get me sued.
Black eye. You took black eyed peas, cornbread. What is it? What the guy likes to eat?
It was like chicken, cornbread, black eyed peas.
And at the Black Eyed Peed restaurant, and mm-hmm. He eats 6 times a day. And so this is like a video diary of him. And he's literally like, more cornbread, Mr. Coleman.
And all you do is you see him eat. Like, he's just sitting there eating. And then, like, then you'll see him go to the gym. And he does, like, one exercise.
And then he goes
like,
back to eating.
And then he goes back to eating. What and you're kind like, of life what?
It was and weird. And it's eating little amounts of food and, mm-hmm. and exercising. That's all he does all day long. Mm-hmm. They didn't show him injecting the steroids.
Right. They didn't show that part.
Those were edited out.
That's the secret.
But I just felt like, that then you know you look at something like Muscle and Fitness and you're just like going, what, you know, what possibly could I learn from this?
I don't know. There's some things. I mean, they have like, I guess if you know, I've been working out now for a couple of years and you know, they have workout routines that I've never heard of, I guess, kind of.
And never done. But you're like,
never done.
That looks interesting.
Exactly. I'll never do it.
But it's inspirational, isn't it?
Right. And there's pictures of giant men in the magazine, too. So I guess I do look at the pictures a little bit. So it's inspirational.
See, I don't know. It just feels like it's always, they're not sexy, you know? So it's kind of like...
Yeah, it's not sex. I mean, because also the guys, I have to admit, like, the guys in the magazine, like, they're huge. Like,
they're scary.
They're huge. Like, one of their shoulders is the size of, like, my head. It's huge. And they're all veiny, like, in a bad way.
And tan. And really, really tan.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that veiny and tanness is only done for, like, that month that they were going to take the photo. And for the rest of the year, they actually look normal.
They're
like,
flubby, aren't they?
They're like me. I met one of the guys who's a porn star, and we actually interviewed him on the show, Jason Adonis. And when I first saw him, I thought he was African American.
Because it's so tan?
He was so tan. I looked at him and I was like, I thought you were a white guy. I mean, it was like he just looked black.
Well, because, yeah, they put that spray tan on and stuff like
that's
that.
That's right. They do the instant tan stuff.
And so photograph me next to him. Mm-hmm. I look like this pale cast for the Friendly Ghost.
And when they do these body competitions, from what our friend Gene who does it, and even the black guys do it, they put on that darkener and stuff. And so and they'll put it in their creases and whatnot to kind of do the outlines and stuff. And he's just like, they just slop it on and just they keep putting more on and more on and
so
more on.
So what do they look like without that? Do they still look as strong or do they?
Well, you don't see as much definition, but a lot of that's like contouring, you know?
Yeah, and so when a lot of people go... Mirrors.
And then when it's in a magazine, it's airbrushed and, you know, things like that.
Too. And they're oiled up and they're lit in a certain way to actually show the striations in the muscle.
Well, the thing is, like, when those guys stop working out one day, because, I mean, you're going to have to, like, when you get 50, 60 years old, I don't know, however old you might be, when you can't do that anymore, I mean, what happens? Like, that muscle must turn into, like, that.
They say it turns into fat, but other people say no, it just kind of wastes away.
Well, you still have to exercise. Like, you always have to exercise. You always have to exercise, even though you may not be a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. And I had a weightlifting teacher who in college who was really out of shape. And she just said, me and my husband, we were competitive bodybuilders. And we just looked at each other one day and said, fuck it.
Well, and I see some old guys at the gym, you know, that really do some incredible things, and I see them like tumbling and doing all sorts of, I haven't seen that guy in a while, but
there's a guy that tumbles at the gym?
Yeah, I'll see him like, he'll tumble. Well, not at that gym, at another gym I go to. And then there's a guy down the street who's, I don't know how old he is. He's got to be 50 plus. And he's stacked, you know?
So it's sort of interesting. I think, you know, the lesson to learn here is that throughout your life, you always have to look for fitness and you want to be in a situation where you're always trying to be as healthy as possible.
Right. Well, your goal shouldn't be necessarily always to just look good. I mean, I do it for the mental well-being.
But if that motivates you to get exercise, you know, I think a lot of gay people have a lot of anxiety because we're you know, more aware of our physical appearance, and we're always like criticizing and attacking each other. Mm-hmm. And I say, if looking good motivates you to be healthier and to go to the gym, mm-hmm. why not?
Oh no, absolutely. You know? I just don't want to turn to some weird complex.
And most
something.
Of the time, what is looking good? Looking good most of the time is being healthy. People are
not always.
People are attracted to healthy looking people. Mm-hmm.
So,
right?
I agree.
Your blog's titled Writing from Both Sides of the Brain. Isn't that a very left brain title for a holistic blog? It's like, I'm going to write from the left and the right side.
I mean, inside, I don't consciously think of, you know, writing from one side or the other. I mean, because it's because I, you know, my day job, I'm a freelance writer, and that's very technical, boring stuff. But then, you know, the main thing I do is the creative stuff. So,
what kind of technical stuff? Like computer stuff? Or
I mean, actually, I write about law stuff and technology stuff.
Okay.
It's, and I don't really know much about either. But I'm just really good at writing about it, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take your word for it.
So you know how to do, like, sentence diagrams and stuff like that?
I actually do, yeah. I really am.
Really?
Like, I'm a grammar Nazi.
Really?
Yeah, I am. I'm a Jewish grammar Nazi. So...
So you can like proofread my, because I'm
want me to proof,
bilingual,
I,
and I'm
God,
like,
please pay me to proofread something.
I speak
something.
In broken English, money. In case you haven't noticed, but mm-hmm. I
bit.
Speak broken English, and so I would appreciate something from you, soft Corinthian leather. I'm so sad that Ricardo Montalban.
What are you gonna do? You can't bring him back. He was 88.
But you know what? His YouTube videos will be with us forever.
Forever. And his Cordoba.
So this update is happening right now. Steve Jobs, uh-huh. Apple CEO, has taken a indefinite or possible 5-month leave of absence, citing health issues more complex than he thought. Last week, Jobs announced he had a hormone deficiency that caused him to dramatically lose weight. For those of you guys who don't know who Steve Jobs may be, he was he's the charismatic and inventive CEO of Apple Computer, who creates the iTunes Music Store. In June 28, 2005, Steve Jobs worked with Adam Curry and some other people to bring a directory podcast at the iTunes Music Store, starting with 3,000 entries.
Yeah.
And Feast of Fools was one of those.
I know.
And by October of that year, we were the most downloaded gay and lesbian podcast. But if it wasn't for Steve Jobs, we probably, you and I, you
we
the listener.
We would not be having this conversation.
We would not be having this conversation. We would have it, maybe having it someplace else. But, you know, he's somebody who's very instrumental in podcasting and computer technology. And so we would like to extend get well soon and hope that he overcomes his health problems,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you don't know what it is. It could be, so he's going to look into that, and hopefully it's not something so bad. And what's up with Obama's speech being a virus?
There's a thing that Snopes has discovered. There's an email going around that says Obama dies from a heart attack or Obama's amazing speech. And so if you open it up, you know, it's a virus that's going to attack your mail and fish out your passwords and things like that. So if you get one of those in the mail, don't open it up. Delete it.
Well, that's what
for
always
for
happens,
PC people,
though.
Yes.
So if there's something like everybody's thinking about, mm-hmm. you know, like on September 11th, it's like the real September mm-hmm. 11th, and it's a virus, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't open anything that if it's from someone I don't know.
Well, I guess it contains links to a website where the user is asked to update their Flash player.
Mm.
And then, speaking of malicious viruses.
I know. We're getting a...
a phone call, malicious virus.
Well, this is the thing. It's like we have a phone line in our house, and we tell... It's only an outgoing phone line, but most of the time we get phone calls is for, like, telemarketers.
It's always telemarketers.
And it's not even
it's
a person anymore.
Call.
It's somebody like, right now you can find out how you can make more money with the blah, 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 you know. And you're just like, God damn it.
See, I forgot to turn on my cell phone. I hope my cell phone doesn't ring right now.
What's up with ugly babies, Mark?
Ugly babies. So French photographer Terry Bouet has photographed 50 newborn babies, and they are freaky looking. So it's within the first hours of them being born, and there's so many of them that just look just bizarre. So you have to check that out. And
they have
a link.
Cone heads?
We'll have a link. Yeah, they have cone heads. They've got these funny faces. They're making faces. They just look really, really odd and purple and strange and mutated and just funny. Ugly, ugly
and
babies.
And it's I before E, Thierry, with two R's.
Thierry Bouet.
Thierry Bouet. And of course, oh, there we go. His site's coming up here. And it's all in French. I can't understand his website.
Would you see photos?
I don't see nothing.
It's
a bunch of chicks masturbating
Well, you can follow... Also, too, if you can follow the link in our forums. It's there. So
I like the photo of him and his grandma, like, with the gun. Look at that. That's hot.
Wow, grandma's got a gun.
That is awesome.
That's pretty good.
He's shoot awesome. Grandma, shoot.
I like his sensibilities.
I think he's kind of famous.
And so he's taking pictures of ugly babies.
Well, just of babies, but most babies when they're first born,
they're
not attractive.
They're very, they're very ugly babies. Yeah, yeah. They always have, because they have cone heads. Because when you slide, they have very like Play-Doh like out. Heads, mm-hmm. and then they're
malleable. You can mush them.
You can
around
shape them into things.
Like
I was an ugly baby.
Were you?
I was.
Really?
That's why there's very few photos of me as a baby.
Really?
Because also I was underweight.
Oh, and so you were sickly.
I was sickly looking, and then I became a really cute toddler. You know, mm-hmm. but that you were a gorgeous baby.
I was.
You were like an aww. Angel.
Well, my mother said I was the easiest baby because she had 8 children. So I practically just fell right out.
You were like Jesus. You know, if you imagine what Jesus looks like as a baby, that was Mark.
Oh, stop it. I'll put up a photo of me as a baby.
So you were a really cute baby. There's very few photos of me and my dad was a photo bug.
Well, your mother said that her first few children were very, very thin. And that everybody in your father's side of the family all complained because they're like, look at these babies. They're not fat. Babies should be fat like they never thought you were going
to
even
survive.
Well,
Puerto Rico, babies should be fat. Right. And parents tend to over like mm-hmm. get compulsive about feeding their babies.
So she really, what did your mother say? She ate like cod liver oil and desiccated liver to get to fatten up Talia. So Talia, your youngest
and
sister.
And she was born
sister,
big and fat and
big
healthy.
Big and fat and healthy. Yeah. So yeah.
What did you look like as a baby?
Oh, Keith? I had a giant head. Like so giant that like I almost had to be born like cesarean style.
Really?
Your head was so big?
It was so big. Like you cannot
squeeze still have a big
it.
Head though.
I still have a huge, I know, thank you, right?
I wasn't going to say
it's a big attractive head.
It is. It's giant. Nice. You're like, you have Hollywood good looks.
Really?
Because that's what you need in Hollywood.
Everyone says I look like Jeff Goldblum. I don't know if that's really Hollywood good looks.
I don't think that's Jeff Goldblum.
No.
I don't
but
know.
But you could like easily pass over like half Asian or Hispanic. Or
right, which is
like
great because I can go anywhere and then people think I'm part of their culture or something.
It's your almond shaped eyes.
You just blend right in.
It's Grecian, actually. That's where the eyes come from.
Is that Greece?
I got a little bit of gypsy in my blood. Yeah, I don't know what gypsy is.
Little tambourine shake for you, honey.
Oh, that's music to my ears. Yeah, it's I don't know. Supposedly.
How do you know you have gypsy in your blood?
Because my crazy parents tell me that I have gypsy in my
You're
blood.
Like, you have gypsy.
Hence, that's why
you try
like
to rip people
to
off.
Go into people's apartments late at
what
night.
What I say is because I'm Jewish and I have some gypsy in my blood. What I say is that you know I can steal your baby, but get a really good deal off of it. So. Yeah.
Oh, the poor gypsies.
Gypsies like to travel.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And gypsies like to,
we're flexible.
Always find a good deal.
We're acrobats.
And you are have that in amplitude, you know. It's like, I mean, what you were telling me before we were taping that one of the best ways to see Chicago is to date a lot of people and go into their apartments and
dates
see what they look
calls
like.
Only.
Dates being nice, but using that word. But no, it's true. Yeah,
internet
the best way to
hookups.
Best way to see Chicago is by being a floozy.
Because I know I used to work with somebody. He would only have sex with people who lived in Logan Square
because they were Hispanic.
I don't necessarily think that was Hispanic. Is that he had this sort of like rent bohemian La Boheme kind of fascination, romantic feel mm-hmm. about Wicker Park, mm-hmm. and even though the guy lived in rich uppity mm-hmm. Lakeview.
I do downtown and near north only. And then by the airport.
Those airport hotels, you know?
So where are the hottest guys and the best apartments in Chicago?
Okay, let's see. Hottest guys tend to be... it depends what you're going for.
At 53,
where are the hottest
North
guys? Listen, just be straightforward.
Okay, straightforward.
Where do you think are the best apartments and hottest guys in Chicago?
Best apartments tend to be around the North Avenue area. I like the loft apartments over there. High ceilings.
So if a guy lives on North Avenue, that's
like
a good
North
place?
Like North and Halstead or North and Sheffield?
Yeah, exactly. That area. That's okay. good places.
Nice. That's like you get like a rich husband.
Right,
and
if you want
big.
A rich husband. Yeah, and they're roomy, they're big, they're these loft apartments and everything, and you know, typically you know, only one bed, but a big bed so you can get a lot of people in there. And
well, that's nice.
That's nice. And then as far as like the guys though, I mean, you know, East Lakeview or you know,
those apartments are small.
The
they?
Apartments aren't good, but the guys are fine.
Yeah, the guys are
why
fine.
Why are the guys so hot in East Lakeview?
No,
because they all take care of themselves.
It's gay
that's
town.
Why it's gay town. Yeah,
where
the
won't you go?
High.
Like where the apartments suck.
The apartments suck. Let's see. Well, I mean, I don't go to like the really crappy areas.
So
it's not
like
worth my time. Like, I'm not going to go to Humboldt Park or something just to get laid. You know?
What if the guy's really, really hot, though, that lives there?
Sorry, Jerry.
Travel.
Who's Jerry?
Jerry moved out to Humboldt Park. Jerry that's been on the show. You know, Jerry from I Only Have Three Ways, Jerry.
Oh, Jerry.
Only has three ways.
Yeah, he won't have sex with less than two people.
I moved to Humboldt Park, guys.
Guys, I moved
to Humble Park. Jerry's very attractive, though. I can see
him. Attractive.
He's a one man. Neighborhood rehabilitation.
You'd have to bring somebody with you, though.
No, he has to. He has to come to my place.
He'd come to your place, but you'd have to have somebody there waiting for him.
Because one thing I've noticed is like Mark and I, when we go to the west side of town, mm-hmm. We call it the Polish gym, the Bally's
at Cumberland and the highway.
And there's a lot of Eastern European men. So if you fetishize that, I would. Intelligently assume if the guy lives in west side of Chicago, he speak with Eastern European
like this.
Have you ever hooked up with somebody who talk like this?
I'm thinking sometimes they don't talk.
Do you go for foreign men?
I like Latinos a lot. I like the Hispanics. I do.
Well, it's because you're from Dallas.
Because I'm from Dallas, so it reminds me of home, and I like their cooking. So
and the Hispanics will feed you. You go over for sex.
They do.
And afterwards, they'll be like, do you want some tacos?
Yeah, I made some enchiladas with mole sauce.
And you're like, oh, all right.
Right.
No, people never have food.
They feed you tamales because it's easy to microwave.
Yes.
And they're
well, the tacos are already made.
I remember one time I hooked up with a guy and he said, do you want some tea? And I said, sure. And he put water in a cup and put it in the microwave. And I was mortified.
Well, he put a tea bag in there, didn't he?
No, he just boiled it and then he pulled it out and put the tea bag in. I was like, what?
Oh, well, you're a big guy. Put the tea bag in and then I microwave it.
Well,
that's just personal taste. And
this
stuff
is before I learned to discover the magic of microwave ovens. Mm-hmm. So Klingon computer keyboards.
They're on sale now in the UK. You can buy them. They're about $80 or something like that.
What is do you mean Klingon computer? Are these actual users?
Well,
because
Klingon
show?
Has its own alphabet.
Oh, it actually has its own. I know they have their own language. I know
they have their
characters.
Own language. More people actually speak Klingon than they do Latin. But they do have like the English language version of words and stuff like that with the English alphabet. But they also have their own alphabet too. So now you can actually type on a keyboard in Klingon.
So who are you writing to? Other people that can obviously read Klingon.
More people speak Klingon than Latin, or I think Esperanto, too,
you
right?
You would make a good mate, Keith Ecker.
Isn't that what Klingon sounds like? I don't know.
It's you're confusing Chewbacca with
something like that.
I don't, I can get my nerd stuff.
So it was actually developed into a full language by Mark Okrand. Mm-hmm. Klingonese was first devised by actor James Doohan for Star Trek the Motion Picture.
That's the first time they actually ever showed Klingon.
They
always spoke in English before then, didn't they?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
And then one day they decided,
cuz the Klingons, I forget if they're the Cubans or the Spanish. I don't know what they are.
The
Balkans are the Chinese.
Are the Africa the sort of they're sort of Asian African American space aliens.
But they're hot-blooded like the Latinos.
Someone said the Vulcans were
the Vulcans are the Chinese.
That's what that is.
I always thought they were Japanese.
Or the Japanese. But the Romulans
the Ferengi,
are the North Koreans.
Do you want to say what the Ferengi is?
Ferengi are
the Jews of outer space.
what's the Ferengi? What do they even look like? Are they
they're basically a World War II anti-Semitic poster.
Oh, great.
And
we don't have it hard enough. Great, thank you, Star Trek.
Yeah, so that's
it's all about profit and money.
It's about profit and money, and they tend to be short with big ears and big noses.
Well,
and awkward. So the Klingon computer keyboards are going on sale, and you can buy them and start typing in Klingon.
Learn Klingon, folks. It's the wave of the future. Everybody's going
to
be speaking
of anti-Semitic families and things. What happened to the baby Adolf Hitler and his
sister
Arian?
Well, they were taken away from their parents. Like, they made news not too long ago because they were trying to get a cake that said "Happy Birthday, Adolf Hitler Campbell," because that's the kid's name. And there was
Adolf
places.
Adolf Hitler Campbell.
Yes. And so they wouldn't, the bakeries wouldn't do it. And finally they got, I think it was, I forget which company actually finally would put it on a cake for them. But it made the news. And so we're not really sure why the kids have been taken away yet. We'll know soon, though. So we'll figure it out. But maybe the kids have been neglected or abused or something like
hopefully
that.
Hopefully little baby Adolf is okay.
Yeah.
Save baby Adolf Hitler.
Save Adolf Hitler.
You can start seeing those kind of t-shirts.
Because they were just, I don't know, I feel bad for a kid. If your parents are cuckoo enough to call you Adolf Hitler, that's something else.
You got problems. You got issues. Mm-hmm. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they were saying, like, we're not racist. We had black kids at our kid's birthday party. And I'm like, what kind of parent sends their son or child to an Adolf Hitler's birthday party?
Yeah, like, oh, like, what would the invitation even look like? Like, it has like a clown and like a little cake
on
the front and a swastika.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, isn't that cute? I thought that was really that was one of the sadder stories.
And if you know what's funny? If you're in Clearwater, Florida, watch out because there's a feces throwing monkey on the loose.
So I love that.
Because they have like wild monkeys in Florida that have escaped from zoos and from carnivals and stuff like that.
But so monkeys in zoos learn how to throw their shit for some reason.
Right. But I think it's instinctual to throw shit, isn't it?
Humans do it.
Yeah.
You ever been at a gay gym?
That's right.
In the locker room, honey, it's like it goes crazy.
But anyway, so yeah, they're trying to capture it and they can't get it. He's been avoiding them. They've tried to shoot him with tranquilizers and stuff like that.
And he kept just throwing their shit at them.
He keeps evading them.
Yeah. Well, he's a monkey. He's fast and he's quick.
Florida, so you know.
What are you trying to say about? We have lots of listeners in Florida.
I love Florida. It's
hot and sweaty.
It's hot and sweaty. Like that's how I like. Oh my God.
I would love to be in Florida right now.
I would love to be anywhere except Chicago. It's really hard here, people.
I know it must be hard on both of you because you being from Puerto Rico and you're from Texas. Mm-hmm. This must be like really. See, I grew up in this weather, so I'm used to it.
Yeah, but, you know, we may be smiling on the outside, but we're crying on the inside.
I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm crying and eating ice cream and masturbating at the same time. It's my three favorite things to do. It's the most pathetic thing
to do. I have some
ice
cream and a handkerchief, and you can take care of the third part, I guess, and stuff like that. So
put it up on YouTube. You
know. What happened with Boy George?
Boy George, I don't know. There's
terrible.
There's pictures of him like on the internet, walrus. And you can check it out in the forums too. And he just looks like, I don't know. He still has the same beautiful eyes. You know, his eyes look gorgeous, but the rest of him, he's kind of gone to hell.
What song were you guys singing?
Oh, Time.
Time
won't give me time.
And time makes lovers feel.
What about the tranny nurse or the guy?
Oh,
who
the tranny veterinarian.
Tranny?
What's this? Oh my gosh! So,
what happened with him?
It's a tranny scam artist, and so
nobody knows I'm a veterinarian. Nobody knows.
So yeah, but no, it's a guy, and he's posing as a female animal doctor, and so they arrest him. His 26-year-old Daniel C. Tice, and he's being held on like $10,000 bail, but he's practicing medicine without a license. And so what he's been doing is he's been trying to bilk people out of money by like offering up, you know, animals for adoption and then soliciting donations. Huh. But he's not a real doctor. So
does he even have he or she have offices?
Yeah, he's got runs like an animal clinic, a small animal rescue.
So are they confused? Is the AP confusing the fact that this person's like transvestite versus the fact that they were practicing animal medicine without a license?
That's exactly what it is. So it's a man pretending to be a female animal doctor. So I don't know. I don't know exactly like how it is. Like the picture looks like a very manly person. Huh. But as we know, that doesn't mean anything. But he's saying that he's a female animal doctor.
Because
does not have a license. But she doesn't have a license.
So the problem is the lack of the license. Right. Okay. That's weird.
Because the dogs are like, they were very unnerved by the gender.
Right, exactly.
I think
they're very
disturbed. We talked about a cat that had a sex somebody gave a cat a sex change because of the cat. Right.
Well, because it had a problem with its urethra.
Oh, so it wasn't like the cat was having like gender identity.
No, it wasn't.
Issues.
But the cat's happy now. It was a urethra problem, wasn't it?
I thought it was they went to a pet psychic and the psychic said, your cat would be happier as a woman. And the cat went,
but I think it also had a pee problems too or something like that. I don't know.
It was a happy coincidence, but I thought it was kind of weird story.
Mm-hmm. That is strange.
And because you can't ask a cat, would you be happier as a woman or a boy?
Right.
You know, imagine Keith, if you were like in a wheelchair or something and your boyfriend was like, I think Keith wants us to give him a sex change.
Oh God, no. But I wouldn't be able to say it, you know, if I was, why are you talking
blink
about? Like,
once,
about
blink a once for a vagina, blink twice for
a cock.
I would just be blinking, frantically, please don't take it away.
I think he means vagina.
It's all I have.
And there's a new iPhone app that looks like a fun game. It's called Shivering Kittens. So it's a game. Players, you have to arrange falling blocks of ice that have kittens trapped inside of them to free them. So that's what you were hearing, that meow sound.
I was like, we got to get ready for the show. And you're like, I'm working on the show.
And you're like, all I hear is cats meowing. You're watching cat videos again. It's like, no. But it's like I want it, but it's like $2.99. I don't want to pay $2.99 for a game.
Yeah.
You have to pay money for a game.
Game should be like 99 cents or less.
It should be free, I thought.
Everything on the iTunes music store, I feel, should be 99 cents or cheaper. That's the thing that bothers me about like movies and just it's like, come on, guys. It's like $10 in this economy. For software?
Come on,
you know?
Give it away.
Like, well, the other thing, too, is if they lower their prices, like, you know, you'll sell more. Like, we lowered our t-shirt prices, and
now it's only
we're running
$30.
Out of them, you
and
know?
They're beautiful.
And they look at you so have, well. Go to the website and see pictures really of do. Keith and
if you
filling it out.
Throw
that's
in,
a small.
That's a small
blab?
One.
It's a small, and it looks slimming on me because it's black.
And you
like
smell
it.
Really good. So what we're going to do... is Keith is going to leave this shirt behind, mm-hmm. and if you pony up double the amount, $60, we'll send you the shirt Keith was wearing.
Am I
wearing.
Getting a cut of this? I want
no,
to cut it.
No, you're not. Keith is going to send
we'll give you another t-shirt
we'll
to take
give you another
home.
One to take home, but we'll send you the shirt that Keith was wearing, mm-hmm. and so it's stretched out in the right places yeah. and smells just
right.
like him.
And leave a comment on the website to say, I bought the shirt so that people, or something. You can do it anonymously. That way we don't get a, well, we can just have you come over and try on different shirts.
And Keith will even start selling his underwear now.
If that's going to make me some money, I will sell my underwear.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Just visit my website.
Keith Eckert, ECKER.com. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you
today.
Guys for having me.
It's been a pleasure. You're definitely going to have to come back sometime. We're going to have to see you out performing because you're having a show coming up in like April or something.
The Alliance is doing the full length review in April. The venue is still to be determined. We're nailing that down right now. Okay. But we'll be 4 to 6 week run, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So it's going to be sketch comedy of a gay nature.
Of a very gay nature.
Okay. So Keith is also going to start video blogging shirtless.
Yes.
You can check out those through our website, feastoffools.net, or through youtube.com/killerKeith. And it's killer good looks. I guess, why do you call yourself Killer Keith?
It was a handle that I had to think of something, and I don't know
you
why.
You murdered people.
Well, it's because I murder people.
I like
true.
To kill them.
I like to kill them, and I like to eat their penises.
Is that your Texas accent?
That's my Texas. It always comes out like a woman. I don't know. It's kind of like Jewy a little bit. It's a little Jewy. It's a little bit like my mom. I don't know.
You're imitating your poor mother. Your poor mother. She must be so ashamed.
I hope
you.
She doesn't listen to this. That's all
don't
I'm
tell
saying.
Her. Don't tell her.
No one ever. My ex-boyfriend.
My mother doesn't listen to the show. She's listened to some shows, but I think it's too much for her to handle.
Yeah. So.
The music featured on today's show is the music of Q-Boy, the song Ooh. Coming Out 2 from his album. It says here, Promo Sampler 2008. I'm sure that's not the album, but you can learn more about Q-Boy and buy his music through our website, feastoffools.net. That's Q-Boy, no hyphen. Check it out. Keith Ecker, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks. You guys.
And I hope you come again sometime.
Sometime soon, yes.
You know I would love saying. To come again.
Double entendre there.
And I want to remind people we can't do the show without your support. So please visit our website, feastoffools.net. Make a donation, buy a t-shirt.
Your financial support means the world to us.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Get freaky. The fun we like to have is weekly. So Monday to Thursday, tell your friends once Friday's here, we can start again. I came here to party and I know you did too. Get on the dance floor and get down to the groove. I came here to party and I know you did too. Get on the dance floor and get down to the groove. Ring loud now, you can call.